The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. Praise be, it has returned. I'm so happy.
I'm out. The world is awesome. It's back. The best show on television is back. And, you know, if anyone can make a wheel of cheese the most interesting thing on television, the most entertaining thing on television,
the most must-see cheese on television,
it's Ms. and Maurice.
Oh my god. First of all, I'm going to set this up, but I just have to say this. I want to go to Costco with Ms. and Maurice. No, that looks like the most fun experience ever is going to Costco, especially with Maurice.
Just
maybe
Maurice,
not Ms., but just
right,
Maurice.
Because she'll just buy everything.
And also, number two, that is the most empty I've ever seen in Costco ever in my life. So it's completely staged, but we'll get there.
So the premise of this show is Robert Irvine is coming for dinner, and they're trying to impress him with their cooking skills.
Yes. So, all right. Just in case you do not know who Robert Irvine is, he is a very famous celebrity chef, very jacked, married to Gail Kim.
Yes.
Very nice man. I think he does, Restaurant 911?
I'm not 100% sure.
I don't remember what his show is called. We probably should have researched that.
I'm going to look it up as we're doing this, so continue.
But basically, his show, he goes and he saves failing restaurants. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He's the nicer version.
Worst cooks in America.
There we go. Worst cooks in America. Well, he had another one.
Dinner Impossible, Worst Cooks in America, Restaurant Impossible.
Dinner Impossible. That's it. Mm-hmm. And Restaurant Impossible. Those
are his shows.
Basically, he's kind of like the nicer version of
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's like the nice version of that. Not to say that Gordon Ramsay isn't nice. I hear he's actually a sweetheart, but...
Yeah, but you know. Anyway.
He yells at people. So he's friends with The Miz. He's going to be in Austin, and he's coming for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned something about Maurice. Her dad was a chef, which is cool. And so she knows how to cook. She says she's actually a pretty good cook. And The Miz is like, well, I'm a good cook. And of course, you know, what ensues is both hilarity and a competition between the two to prove who is the best cook in the family and impress Robert Irvine. So the flip side to the wheel of cheese, which we're getting to, is the family struggle with the entertainment system, right? Miz, like most men out there that can afford to do this, my father does this, has this big fancy entertainment system that's all hooked up and overcomplicated as crap. And of course, he's the only one that knows how to work it. So whenever he goes out of town, he gets phone calls and FaceTimes and texts and everything about this entertainment system and how Maurice and Marjo and Barbara, who is the Miz's mother, cannot work this thing. So he's at a show. He's in Kansas City. He's looking at this, or he's talking to Maurice, and she can't make the TV work. And Rusev, who is a god among men and I love dearly, walks up behind Miz and is trying to help and is just giving them shit.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's amazing. And then Miz is like, I don't get this. And Rusev's like, why is my wife the same as yours? Because apparently he has a very similar problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not your wives. It's not your wives. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe it's just your TV setup.
Don't start disparaging the TV setups. TV setups are awesome.
You and your TVs. I swear, you men's. So anyway, one thing Maurice is not having problems with is setting up the GPS to get them to go to Costco to buy for the dinner for Robert Irvine. In fact, she gets so fancy with it, she uses Marjo's voice for the direction.
That was great.
That was amazing.
That was so good.
And he's just like the whole time, like, I'm being punished. Being punished for something. I don't know what it is.
Don't know
I'm being
why,
punished.
but I am, yeah.
By the way, I forgot to mention the really cute food fight that they had at the top of the episode where she's throwing eggs at him in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he throws flour at her and then she runs around and she's got an egg in her hand and she's, like, holding it over the couch, ready to break it on the couch.
It's like, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
the white couch. And he's like, everything else can be cleaned, not the couch. That was adorable. I loved everything about that. So anyway, the trip to Costco, which again is completely empty. This never happens. Costco is never empty ever. I don't even think when it's closed, it's empty. If it closes, I think that's mythical. It just never happens. So they're walking through the store and Maurice is seeing all these wonderful things. And if you don't know what Costco is, if you don't have it, which some of our listeners may not have it, is essentially it's like warehouse bulk shopping. So like you go in and you buy, you know, you can get like 12 or 24 croissants in a plastic bin for like $10.
Some may have a BJ's. It's the same along the same line.
Yeah, it's like a Sam's Club or a BJ's. Yeah. But for like listeners that maybe they don't have that, because I don't know if they have those overseas or not. If they do, let us know. I'm sorry if I'm over explaining it. But like,
I got it. It's a wholesale warehouse situation. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, and you can buy food, you can buy clothes, you can buy all, like, pretty much anything you want at a Costco, including the weirdest crap you've ever seen in your life. Case in point here, because at this particular Costco, they are selling Reggiano Parmigiano, whichever the one it is, an entire ginormous wheel of cheese.
Woo!
For $900.
That's some pricey cheese.
That's good cheese.
But I understand it's still a pricey cheese.
Well, it's an entire wheel of cheese. It's huge. Oh my god, it's massive.
It's massive.
Like, it is. It's a literal wheel of cheese. That's exactly what it is. It's sitting on a box in the Costco case. It's so big, Maurice can't pick it up. She has to get help. And so she wants to buy the $900 wheel of cheese because she wants to impress Robert Irvine with it. And Miz is like, no, you saw them use that at a restaurant once, which we flashed back to earlier in season one where she's pregnant and she has essentially fettuccine Alfredo with truffles in a cheese wheel. You know, and he's like, you saw that at a fancy restaurant. Now you want to do it. And she's like, well, yeah, but no. She's like, I just feel like it would be really cool for the presentation. And so she ends up getting the $900 wheel of cheese.
Of course.
Of course, because she gets what she wants. So they bring this thing home. Margot is laughing at, because she's been, you know, by this point they figured out the GPS directions and she's laughing at Miz because he's like, you're trapped. You're stuck in my head now. I can't get you out of my head. And she's enjoying every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they unpack the car. They're loading up the house and Miz hauls in this wheel of cheese. Which, by the way, it weighs 75 pounds. He tries to put it in the fridge. It won't fit in their fridge. So they take it back. They try to put it in a little mini fridge. It doesn't fit in the mini fridge. They end up having to put it on a towel in their wine cellar.
Yeah.
Because that's how obnoxious this house is. Mm-hmm. It has a personal wine cellar. But they have to have it out there in this wine cellar because there's nowhere else to put it in the house until they can cut it. Then it comes to cutting said cheese, which they have affectionately named Bertha, by the way. So Miss Bertha, they don't have a knife big enough to cut her. They try, you know, big, massive knives, little knives, all the knives they have in the house. Nothing will heave Bertha in two until Miz, who is a Mizanin and has every tool possible to get the job done, goes out and gets a chainsaw, ladies and gentlemen, and proceeds to chainsaw Bertha in two while flinging grated Parmesan cheese at his wife.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And apparently Maurice took some to the eye and she said it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, it's hard, it hurt. I was like, well. So anyway, Bertha is now heaved in two. And on the plus side, they have a crap ton of grated Parmesan cheese. Bonus! So, then we get to the other bane of Maurice's existence, which is the electronics. And Miz is going to give them a how-to video on how to work the electronics. So he starts with the video and she's like, nope, this is boring, try it again. And we go through several iterations and takes until Miz goes to work the TV and it doesn't work.
Yeah, his tutorials weren't working out so well.
So he then goes into their like little server room, which is a storage closet basically, and he's messing with it trying to get it to work. And he's like, you don't need to be filming this. And Maurice is like, oh no, I need to be filming this. I want to capture this moment, is what she says. That's couple's goals right there. That's how you know they're meant for each other right there.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's like, no, Nope, I want to save this for later. I can use this later. So, back to Bertha?
Yeah, back to Bertha.
We're still messing with Bertha. She's in two. They're moving her in a baby, in one of Monroe's spare baby strollers, and we
spare.
Go to this cooking
spare,
store.
By the way, spare.
Spare, yes, because they have like two or three. Such a problem. All right, so we go to this into this cooking store that they're at, and Miz sees something he wants. He sees a $1,400 smoker, which, you know, he buys on the spot because men. They have to have an argument or a discussion about a $900 wheel of cheese, which, by the way, is sitting in a stroller next to him. But by God, he'll buy a smoker without even thinking about it, which Maurice points out, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So they go into this cooking class. They're making gnocchi. They use the wheel of cheese to help make the gnocchi and make the cheese sauce for it. And Miz's dish turns out awful. It's terrible. It's disgusting, but he eats the entire thing saying how wonderful it is because he refuses to let his wife know that he failed.
Right.
Meanwhile, Maurice is, I'm sure, tasted wonderful. We didn't actually find that out. So we cut to the night. Robert Irving is coming. They're making their gnocchi. And Miz decides he's going to smoke half of the cheese in his brand new smoker. So he throws this hunk of cheese onto the smoker while Ryan Cabrera watches with hesitation and worry. Mm-hmm. And they go back to making dinner. And then Robert Irvine shows up and he's like, oh God, what are you doing? Why are you dressed like that? Why are you wearing that hat? Because Miz has got a chef hat on. What's going on? And basically they're going, well, we're making dinner for you. We want to impress you. And needless to say, he's not really that impressed.
Right.
So dinner gets made because he's like critiquing Mrs. Gnocchi and he's like, this is awful. This is terrible. And then he holds up like a little tube of gnocchi and it's limp. And he's like, aw, your gnocchi went limp. Like, Robert. So anyway, so they finish up, they've got it plated and everything, and Maurice's is very pretty and very nice. Miz's is not. He's forgotten about the wheel of cheese at this point, by the way. Basically, Miz knocks something off the counter, and Maurice spins down to pick it up, and he switches there's two dishes in front of Ryan. And, you know, as this is going on, you know, Miz carries over his plate and Maurice's plate and Robert tastes it and Ryan and Robert's like starts to talk about how good Miz's in quotations really is. And Ryan's like, no, hold up. That's not his. That's his wife's. That's not his. His is shit. And by this point, they realize the wheel of cheese has caught on fire.
Yeah.
In the smoker.
Yeah.
And so they all run outside to stop this thing from catching on fire and, worst case, spreading to the house. Maurice runs in heels to get the fire extinguisher. And in typical, classic, professional wrestling fashion, I had to laugh at this so hard. She sprays Miz first with the extinguisher, and then she hits the grill or the smoker or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And they go on to talk about how we probably should have read the instructions first. And then they're sitting there reading the instructions and they're like, oh, that's how you do that. And meanwhile, she's super excited because she's always wanted to use a fire extinguisher and she's never been able to up until this point in her life.
Right. Which is a good thing, by the way. Good thing.
Which is a good thing. Which, yeah, you don't want to strive to do that, but yeah. Good for her. I'm glad she's happy.
Right.
So Miz basically admits that, you know, that was probably payback or karma for the fact that, you know, he switched the plates and he's sorry and he feels bad and he never wants to see this wheel of cheese ever again in his life. And so they just leave it on the grill as they walk back into the house with taps artfully playing in the background.
Like you do.
Like you do. And then they sit down to dinner and Robert Irving compliments Maurice's cooking. He feels like it's very, very good. So go her. And then they're like, hey, we should play some music. That would be really nice. And so Miz goes to kick off the music. And well, it plays his gym playlist, which is like really hardcore rock instead of this nice, soft, soothing music to have dinner to. And he's like trying to switch it and he can't switch it. And then he finally has to get up to go to the server room to switch it. Like, aw, poor baby. So, overall, it's successful. It's a fun dinner. A good night had by all. In fact, Robert Irving sent them a little thank you gift. He had so much fun. And would you like to tell the people what Robert Irving sent Ms. and Maurice?
A wheel of cheese. Another wheel of cheese.
I have never cackled so hard in my entire life as I did at that moment, because their faces were just everything.
That was amazing.
It was so good. So good. Because Miss is like, thanks, Robert. And Maurice is like standing there legit trying not to laugh. Like legit. She's just like, I'm not going to lose it. I'm not going to lose it because he's going to yell at me, but I want to lose it so bad. Like it was so good. And yeah, so I think that does it for episode 15.
I would agree. Make sure you follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. We are live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow us and subscribe. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. It's a purple rectangular button above the Twitch player on our websites, RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. If you're into Fortnite, use creator code RockTalk in the Fortnite item shop. Yah, yeet, dab.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. And I should mention, by the way, Monroe was also in this episode, and she's cute as hell as always. But anyway, that does it for us. We're going to move on to episode 16 next week. So everybody, stay tuned for that. I'm thrilled Ms. and Mrs. is back because, goddamn, I have missed it.
Same.
No pun intended.
Same.
So, yeah, this should be good, y'all. This should be really good. But till next week, you've been listening to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, Ms. and Mrs. edition, and we'll see you later. Bye!